You've given us a good day again today. We want to thank you for it.
主啊，您再次赐给我们美好的一天，我们感谢。
We want to thank you for the good food.
我们感谢美食。
We want to thank you for the word of God.
我们感谢神的话。
We want to thank you for good friends.
我们感谢我们有好朋友们。
And we want to thank you for the Savior.
我们也感谢我们的救主。
And now, Lord, we're just going to open your word again. We need your direction.
所以主啊，我们再次要打开您的话，我们需要您指引方向。
We pray that you'll just lead us and guide us and help us as we study.
我们也祷告，就是说您呢，指引我们、引导我们、帮助我们，在我们学习的时候。
So we commit ourselves to you now and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们将我们自己呢交在您的手里，我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the story begins in Genesis chapter 7 today.
今天故事是在创世纪的第七节开始，第七章。
Noah has built the ark.
挪亚呢建造了方舟。And
frankly, it was a big deal.
坦率地说呢，是一件大事儿。How
anybody could have built that ark is beyond me.
所以呢，就是有任何人可以就是在我之上建造那样的方舟呢？
And how he could have had, excuse me, how he could have had the patience and the perseverance to go through it, I don't know.
他怎样有那样的就是耐心，有那样的持之以恒的方法去建造了，我不知道。
So, chapter 6 ends with the verse, Thus Noah did, according to all the Lord commanded him, so he did.
那第六节，第六章的最后一节结束的时候，挪亚就这样行了，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
And you and I sit back and say, how is it possible that we could do all that the Lord commanded us to do?
所以呢，你我呢坐下来想说，这怎么可能呢？我们就是说是做所有的神吩咐的事情，我们都照样做了。
So, good man, Noah.
挪亚是个好人。
All right, chapter 7.
第七章。
Then the Lord said to Noah, Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen you, that you are righteous before me in this generation.
耶和华说，你和你全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。
Can you imagine sort of the emotion that Noah was going through?
所以你就可以去想象一下，当时挪亚的那样的感情是怎样进行的呢？
He gets into the ark and he says goodbye to the world.
他那走进了方舟，他的世界说再见。
He'd been living in that world for 600 years, so he had lots of friends there. He had lots of memories there. He got in the ark. Good for Noah.
因为他在这个世界活了600年，他有很多记忆，有很多朋友在那里，但是他仍然进入了方舟。挪亚，你很棒。So,
the interesting part of verse 7 is the phrase, come into the ark.
所以呢，就是说是这里比较有意思的这个词组呢，是就是哪一方舟里。
Where was God?
神在哪里？
He was in the ark.
他在方舟里。
He didn't say, go into the ark.
他并没有说去到方舟里。
He said, come into the ark.
他说哪一道方舟里。
How many were in the ark?
有多少人在那个方舟里呢？
Well, 9.
9个。
There was Noah and his wife.
挪亚和他太太。
And their 3 sons and their 3 wives.
他的3个儿子和3个儿媳妇。
And the Lord.
还有主。
Do you think it was going to be an exciting voyage?
是认为是一个非常令人兴奋的旅程吗？
I think so.
我认为是。
Not too many people get to go for a, what do they call it, a cruise?
就不是很多人呢，他们去做游轮。
This was a big deal cruise.
做游轮呢，坐游轮是件大事儿。And
some people go on a cruise with a few thousand people. Noah went on a cruise with Jesus.
有些人呢，就是说去做游轮，和几千人一起。那么挪亚呢，他和主耶稣一起进入方舟。We
don't understand, but it's interesting. In the Bible, the word come is a most interesting and most reassuring word.
那不是不很理解，但是在圣经里呢，非常有意思的，在很多地方呢，就是就来，来这个词呢，是非常的普遍的，也是非常确定的一个词啊。
Do you remember the line that mommy uses to Johnny? And she says, come to mommy, come to mommy, come to mommy.
你们记得那个妈妈呢，跟那个江里这样的说的一句话，说来妈妈这里，来妈妈这里。
And Jesus says to you and me, come to me, come to me, come to me.
主耶稣基督对你我都这么说，来我这里，来我这里。
Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
马太福音第十一章说呢，就是所有烦恼苦重担的人呢，都来到这里，我会赐给你们安息。
And so here's a excuse me. Here's Noah. He's been driving nails, hammering nails for 100 years.
这里是挪亚，他呢就是敲钉子啊，把钉子敲到木头里，敲了100多年。
Lord says, come into the ark, Noah.
主说呢，挪亚进到方舟里来。
I think Noah had a particular hammock or something there, and he probably lay down and he said, Lord, this is kind of nice. It's better than hammering nails. I like it in here.
因为我认为那挪亚当时那手上拿着锤子啊，什么东西，其他东西，但是他说那进到方舟里的主啊，这个真是太好了，因为我喜欢这里，比我钉钉子更喜欢。
Verse 2 says, you shall take with you 7 of every clean animal, a male and his female, 2 each of animals that are unclean, a male and his female. Also 7 each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of all the earth.
第二节说呢，凡洁净的畜类。 你要带七公七母，不洁净的畜类，要带一公一母，空中的飞鸟，也要带七公七母，可留种，活在全地上。So
he had to take 2 of every unclean animal into the ark to keep them alive.
这样呢，就是带两个不洁净的走兽呢，就是说是进到方舟，让他们活着。And
he took 7 of the clean animals, and the reason for that was probably because they would be food for the people in the ark while they were there.
人们必须呢要带七个七公七母这样洁净的，就是走兽进到那个方舟里，这有可能呢，他们在方舟时候要做他们的食物。So
while they were there, Josh, I think they had some good lamb roasts.
所以呢，他跟老陈说呢，我认为他们在这里有很好的烤全羊吃。
And a lot of other good things in the ark while they were there.
在他们在方舟里面的时候呢，有很多好的事情在里面。Noah
was 600 years old when the flood of waters was on the earth.
因为当挪亚呢，就是整个地上充满洪水的时候，挪亚是600岁。I
guess I skipped 4 and 5, didn't I? It says, for after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth. 40 days, 40 nights, I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made.
那第四节说，因为再过7天，我要降雨在地上40昼夜，把我所造的各种活物都从地上除灭。And
then the Bible repeats itself.
所以圣经呢，就重复他自己。Verse
20 says, Noah did according to all the Lord commanded him.
第二十节说，挪亚做的所有的神。Verse
5 says, and Noah did according to all the Lord commanded him.
第五节说呢，挪亚呢，遵照耶和华所吩咐的行了。It's
amazing, the repetitions in Scripture are quite interesting.
也就是非常有意思，在圣经里呢，这种重复呢是非常有意思的。And
this theme is often repeated.
所以这样的主题呢，通常也在重复。
The Lord was continually commending people for doing all that they asked him to do.
所以呢，主呢一直呢就是吩咐人们呢去做他要他们做的事情。
You want your boss to be happy with you?
你要你的老板对你高兴吗？
Do everything he asks you to do.
所以呢，做一切他要你做的事情。
And when it's all finished, he says, well, did you do that?
对，那一切做完以后, 他说, 你做了那些事情了吗?
And you say yes.
你说我做了。
And he says, very, very good.
他说非常非常好。
And he probably remembers that when it comes time to see whether he should increase the size of your paycheck.
对，那比如说你如果这一直这么做呢，你就会指望呢，在你的那个工资上，他会给你加工资。
So verse 7, so Noah, with his sons, his wife, his sons' wives, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood.
第七节说，挪亚就同他的妻子和儿子、儿妇都进入方舟躲避洪水。
Of clean beasts, a beast of the air, or a beast that are unclean, of birds, and of everything that creeps on the earth. Two by two, they went into the ark of Noah, male and female, as God had commanded Noah.
这里边就说洁净的畜类和不洁净的畜类，飞鸟遍地上，一切的昆虫都是一对一对的，有公有母，到挪亚那里进入方舟，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。
And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth.
过了七天，洪水泛滥在地上。
So they went into the ark and they waited 7 days.
所以他们呢进入了方舟，在方舟里等了七天。
What do you think they did during those 7 days?
你说他们在那七天里在里面做什么？
Do you think they said, I don't know, we've already been here for 2 days, it hasn't started to rain yet, and Waldo said that they were going to have a party tonight. Maybe we'll just slip out to the party, we'll be back later.
那有你认为他们在那个就是说是方舟里待着时候，他说洪水要来，但现在还没有来。那么说呢，那个某某人呢，可能在开一个聚会，也许呢，我们可以出去参加他的聚会，然后再回来。
Would you have done that?
你会那么做吗？
There was another similar situation, wasn't there?
另外还有一个类似的情况，是不是呢？
The children of Israel said to Rahab the harlot, we're going to conquer your city, and we want you all to be, all your family, everybody who's in your house, we're going to save. They're not in your house, they're going to be destroyed, but if they're in your house, we'll save you.
所以呢，那些人呢，以色列人对那个妓女拿和说呢，我们要准备要征服你的城市，所以呢，你要你所有的人呢，你的家里人亲戚都到你的家里来，这样呢，待在家里人呢都会得救。So
she probably spoke to her family, her sisters, her brothers, and their relatives and so on. She said, you come into the ark because, sorry, into my house, because when the armies come, it's only going to be my house that'll be spared.
你这个里面呢，他有可能去对他的那些弟兄姊妹们还有家人呢去说呢，以色列人准备要呢征服这个城市，所以呢，你来到我的家里，如果待在我家里呢，你就会被饶命。
And so the first thing in the morning, they look out the window, and here comes the army, walks all the way around the city.
所以第一天呢，他们在那个家里仓库里去看，看外面的那军队呢，所以绕着那个城转。
And then they go home.
然后回家了。
People said to Rahab, what's going on? What's with this army? Marches all the way around the city and goes home. Are they going to fight us or aren't they?
所以呢，他们会跟那个喇叭说呢，那怎么回事啊？他们就说是要来征服这个城市，他们只不过绕着城转一圈又走了。
And the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, all the same.
那在第二天、第三天、第四天、第五天呢，都是做一样的事情。
Do you think any of Rahab's relatives were tempted to go for a walk?
所以你认为呢，就是说是那个好，喇叭的任何的亲戚，他们是不是有这样的诱惑，想要出去走一下呢？
And I wonder if before the end of the 7 days, some of them didn't just decide to go home.
所以我呢觉得呢，就是在那个第七天结束之前呢，有些人呢可能想决定要回家。
And then on the seventh day, they blew the trumpets, and the walls came tumbling down, and into the city they went.
你这个里面在第七天的时候，那个号角吹响了，整个的城墙都坍塌了，他们军队呢进入了城内。
So I guess the implication is don't be impatient with God.
所以我认为这样的暗示就是说呢，不要对神失去耐心。
And when he tells you where to be, stay there. Don't go running around.
所以呢，就是说神告诉你待在哪里的时候，你待在那里，不要到处去转悠。
All right, so verse 11.
第11节。
In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up and the windows of heaven were opened.
第11节说呢，当挪亚600岁，2月17日的那一天，大渊的源泉都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗？
Why did he tell us it was the 17th day?
为什么要告诉我们在17日呢？
Remember anything else that happened on the 17th day of the month?
你们大家记得在一个月的第十七天发生过什么事情吗？
What happened on the 17th day of the month?
这一次第十七日那一天呢，发生了什么？
What was that, Josh?
Exodus.
The Exodus, yes.
Yeah.
Most importantly, the 17th day of the month was the day the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
最重要的一天呢，就是那一月的第十七日呢，是主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And he's a picture of the resurrection and all the blessings into which we enter on the resurrection. Here's Noah, and it's the resurrection for Noah. He's leaving the old earth behind, and he's going to ride above the judgment, and all the blessings of the new world will be his.
所以呢，这一切呢都是复活的一个画面。我是所有那些福气呢进入复活以后，那么说这里呢就是挪亚呢，他呢就是在第十七日呢，他进入了方舟以后呢，这就是一个复活的一个那个画面。在这之后呢，40天以后呢，所有的那个就是整个世界都是挪亚的了。
And I haven't proved this out, but I believe that the 17th day of the month.Was the day that the children of Israel went through the Red Sea and they left Egypt behind.
所以呢，我们还没有这么去证明。但是呢，我觉得呢，第十七日呢，是以色列人呢，他们穿过红海，然后呢，把那敌人都落在后面。
Does God have a schedule?
神有没有时间表呢？
Yes.Is he ahead of or behind on his schedule?
但是呢，在他时间表之前呢，还是在之后呢？
He's bang on.
还是正好。
Are you ahead of or behind on his schedule?
所以你是在神的时间表之前还是之后呢？
And the answer is probably.
所以答案是有可能。
But he's not ahead or behind.
但是他神不会在时间表之前或者之后。
All right, verse 12. The rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
所以第十二节，四十昼夜降雨在地上。
On the very same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, they entered into the ark.
第十三节，正当那日，挪亚和他的三个儿子闪、含、雅弗，并挪亚的妻子和三个儿妇都进入方舟。
And so you get lots of repetition here, reminding you that God knew specifically what he was doing, who and how was going to be there.
就是我们这里有大量的重复，就是在提醒我们呢，是神呢，他知道他在干什么，都是谁，怎样，他们要在那里。你们给 Herod 倒点水，谁？
Verse 14, they and every beast after its kind, all cattle after their kind.Every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after his kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort.
第十四节说，他们和百兽各从其内，一切牲畜各从其内，爬在地上的昆虫各从其内，一切禽鸟各从其内，都进入方舟。
Now, the skeptics say, how could you possibly take all the animals into the ark. There wouldn't be enough room for them.
因为有些怀疑论者说呢，就是说你怎么可能把这些所有的动物呢都放在那个方舟里呢？那里面不会有足够的空间容纳它们。
But the phrase is every animal after its kind.
但这个词组是说是每一样动物呢各从其类。
So if you were a sheep farmer, you would know that there are many kinds of sheep.
所以如果你是牧羊的，那你就会知道那里有很多不同种类的羊。
But all those kinds of sheep, they're all sheep.
所以呢，所有的那样的羊呢，他们都是羊。
And so they brought two sheep from that. All various sorts of sheep would come, but the two sheep they were the kind for sheep, and then there were the goats, and then there were all the other kinds.
因为这样呢，就是说所有的，就是你有两只这样的羊，因为它们是羊，所以那其他类型的羊呢，后来呢都会它们这里出来，所以它从这一个类，它们都是不同类型的羊了。
So when it comes to cats, how many different kinds of cats were on the ark?
那当来到那猫的时候，有多少种不同的猫在里面呢？
Well, we've got big cats and small cats, medium cats and funny looking cats and furry cats. And did they have a gazillion families of cats, or did they have just a very few families of cats from which all the other types of cats would come?
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们呢，就那个大猫的、小猫中型的猫，还有那些看起来很可笑的猫，还有那些毛很多的猫，还有其他那些猫，这猫那猫。所以你认为在方阵里呢，就是说有多少种猫呢？因为多少种猫，那些猫呢，都是各从其类的呢。
And so the conclusion that the scholars have reached is that there was more than enough room on the ark for all the types of animals that had to be there.
因为就是说这些学者呢，他们得出结论，就是在方舟里呢，就是说是有足够的空间为各种类型的动物，让他们留在里面。
Verse 15, and they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, of all flesh in which is the breath of life.
第15节说，凡有血肉的、有气息的活物，都一对一对的到挪亚那里进入方舟。
So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in.
第16节说，凡有血肉进入方舟的，都是有公有母，正如神所吩咐挪亚的，耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。Delightful
conclusion in verse 16 says, and the Lord shut him in.
就在第16节，就是个那样让我们欣慰的结论，说耶和华把他们关在方舟里。
Okay, Noah, can you get out?
挪亚，你能出去吗？
No, the Lord shut me in. Can't get out.
所以呢，出去不了。主已经把他呢关在里头了。There
may have been some initial opportunity to get in and out, but once the Lord shut the door, there was no way to get out.
起初呢，可能有些机会呢，可以出去方舟，但是呢，主呢把那个门关上以后呢，没有人出去得了。Now
that's just another quiet encouragement of the truth of the eternal security of the believer.
你这个呢，就是另外一种，就是说是啊，对我们来说非常的，就是有确保的这样的鼓励的这样的一个确证，就是说对那个信徒的那个永生是有保障的。Once
you become a Christian, you become a member of the family of God.
当你成为基督徒呢，你成为神的家庭的一员。And
if you're a son or a daughter,
如果你是个儿子或者是女儿。
You continue to be a son or a daughter.
继续是女儿或者儿子。And
so once the Lord shuts the door on the ark, you're in.
所以当主呢把那个方舟门关上的时候呢，你在里面了。Or
you're out.
或者你在外面。And
those who were out couldn't get in.
那些在外面的进不去了。And
those who were in couldn't get out.
那在里面的出不来。That's
marvelous.
这是非常的奇妙的。17,
now the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased, lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth.
因为洪水第十七节洪水泛滥在地上四十天，水往上涨，托起方舟，方舟就从地上飘起。
And the waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth, and the ark was moved about on the surface of the waters.
第十八节说水势浩大，在地上大大的往上涨，方舟在水面飘来飘去。
So the question is, where did all the water come from?
所以现在问题是，这些水都是从哪里来的呢？
How was there enough water to flood the earth?
怎么可能有那么多的水把让整个地上都充满了洪水呢？
And the answer is it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. That's a lot of water.
答案是呢，下了40天40夜的雨，这是有很多水。
And the indications are that the water came from sources above the earth that we do not generally see.
所以这个呢，指出的就是说是那个在地球上面下来的水呢，也并不是我们通常能够看得到的。
And the water also came from under the earth. The fountains of the deep were opened up, so water came down naturally as rain, and then supernaturally from above and from the earth as well. So the water was coming from those three sources.
所以同样呢，就是说在地的深渊里呢打开了，那里面呢有水出来，那么说呢我们这里有自然的水，从那个天上下雨降下来的，也有那些超自然的水，就是从天上下来的和从地上冒出来的。
The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward and the mountains were covered. That's what verse 20 says.
所以第二节说呢，水势比山高个15咒，山岭都淹没了。
21, and all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, cattle, beasts, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man.
第二十一节说，凡在地上有血肉的动物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽和爬在地上的昆虫，以及所有的人都死了。
All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, breath of the spirit of life, all that was on the dry land died.
所以凡在旱地上鼻孔有气息的生灵都死了。
So verse 23, he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping thing and birds of the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive.And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days.
第二十三节、二十四节说，凡在地上各类的活物，连人带牲畜、昆虫以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭了，只留下挪亚和那些与他同在方舟里的。水势浩大，在地上共150天。
So we've had this repeated and repeated. Chapter 7 has 24 verses in it.And it just basically says that the waters came.
所以呢，我们这里有那个，就是不断的重复。那么说呢，第七章有24节，它基本上讲的呢，就是大洪水来了。
And so, the question is asked, why so much time about the flood and so little time in Genesis chapter 1 about the creation of the earth?
因为就是说是为什么呢？现在问题是为什么在那个这么多的篇幅去描述那个大洪水，而在那个创世的时候呢，在创世纪第一章里呢，只有几节就描述创世呢
？And the Lord knows why, but one of the reasons is because in our day people delight to pretend there was no flood.
你主知道啊，为什么？但是其中一个原因呢，是就是因为我们主知道我们当今的很多人呢，他们不承认有大洪水来。
So, the logic that Peter uses, we probably should turn to it. We've maybe seen it before. Second Peter, chapter 3 and verse 5.
因为彼得呢，在这里的
way over in your New Testament, Second Peter 3:5.
所以彼得呢，他使用这样的逻辑，我们最好翻到呢《彼得后书》第三章第五节。
And it says, "For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water."
有些说呢，他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，即水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
Why don't people today believe in the worldwide flood?
为什么这当今世界的人他们不相信有世界范围的大洪水呢？
Well, verse 5 says they don't believe it because they don't want to believe it. They are willfully ignorant of it.
第五节说呢，他们不相信是因为他们不想相信，他们故意忘记。
Why would they choose to be willfully ignorant of it?
他们为什么要选择故意忘记呢？
Because if in fact the Lord judged the world in the past, then he's probably going to do it again because he said he's going to do it again.
所以因为呢，如果主呢在过去审判了世界，那么呢他有可能呢再次审判世界，他说了他会再次审判世界。
Won't be the same kind of judgment. Last time it was the judgment of water. Next time it's going to be the judgment of fire, but it's going to be judgment.
但是呢不一定是同样的那样的审判，那上一次呢是用洪水来审判，那么下一次的审判呢将是用火来审判。
And people are willfully ignorant of it. They don't want to have to believe it.
所以呢人们呢他故意忘记，故意忘记呢是因为他们就不必要再去信了。
But the earth is full of evidence that it did happen.
但是地球上充满了证据，这个大洪水发生过。
What happened, from a scientific point of view, what happened in the flood?
所以呢，从那个科学的角度去看呢，在那大洪水中发生了什么呢？
Well, all kinds of water came down.
所有的水呢，下来了。
But the fountains of the deep were opened up, so all kinds of water went up.
所以呢，地基呢也都打开了，所有的水呢都涌出来了。
And so it's not at all unreasonable to assume that when the waters came down and the waters came up, the shape of the earth began to change a little.
所以呢，就是说是所有的这些呢，水从上面向的水从下面上去，那么说地球的形状呢就会改变一点点。
And the mountains were thrust up.
所以呢，那个山呢被推高了。
And the valleys were cast down.
所以那个低谷呢也就往下沉。
And instead of having a relatively flat earth, they had a bumpy kind of an earth.
所以本来应该是那地面是比较平的，但是这样呢，它有一个上下不平的一个地了。
You ever wondered why they find ocean fossils on the tops of mountains 10,000 feet high?
所以你就是有没有奇怪，就是说是那个海洋的化石在那个10,000米高的那个山顶上呢？
We just read the fact that the waters were there and all the vegetation, all the animals were drowned.
所以呢我们就知道呢，就是大洪水来了，所有的那些植物呢，所有那些动物呢都淹死了。
Well, that makes sense. Where did all the fossils come from? Well, all the vegetation, all the animals drowned, and when the earth was going like this, many of them got buried the animals, the vegetation got buried in the flood waters that swept back and forth.
所以这些所有的这些呢，就是说当那个大洪水来的时候，那些植物的那些动物呢，其实全都淹死了，淹死了，所以呢他们有些呢都埋在下面，有些呢就出来了。
There would no doubt have been a lot of tsunamis, and the waves would be going this way, and the waves would be going that way, and the dirt would be going back and forth and back and forth, and the mountains would be going up and the valleys would be going down.
所以这个里面呢，就是你也不奇怪，那时候有很多的海啸，那些海啸呢，就是把这个东西呢冲到这边，把那个冲到那边，让那个隆起的部分成为山，让那个下去的部分成为谷。
So how else are you going to explain the fossils at that very very high level of the mountains?
所以呢，你怎么样去解释那样的，就是在非常高的那个山顶上出现的化石呢？
Is it true? Did this really happen?
你这个真的发生过，这个是真的吗？
And the answer is amazing. No matter where you go around the world, and no matter which society you speak to, almost everyone will tell you a story of a worldwide flood.
所以呢，这个答案是呢，就是说，你不管去世界上任何的地方，在任何的社区里，他们都会有这样的大洪水的这样的说法。
And the Aboriginals in Australia, they'll tell you the story of the flood.
就是澳大利亚的原住民，他们会告诉你关于大洪水的故事。
And the pygmies in Africa will tell you the story of the flood.
所以说那个就是非洲的那些原住民也可以告诉你关于那个就是说是啊非就是那个大洪水的故事。
And the Squamish Indian band in Squamish will tell you the story of the flood.
在我们这里 Squamish 那些印第安人呢，他也会告诉你关于那个大洪水的故事。
So when you take the sky ride, you go up to the whatever it is down near Brunswick, near Britannia Beach, you go up to the what's it called?
So,
there's a we went up there last year. We went up. What's it called? Anyway, when you get up there, there's a plaque that says that the Squamish Indians know that there was a flood here in Vancouver, so high it covered Grouse Mountain, almost covered Garibaldi and Baker, but not quite. That's what they say.
那个里面呢，就是说是，在那个 Squamish 路上有一个呢，去到那个山顶上的那个游览车，你们大家都记得，从那个 Britannia 那个沙滩一直上到山顶上，那个山顶叫什么？现在想不起来了。就是那里有一个立的一个碑，上面写的故事说，所有的大洪水，包括这个所有的这一面，一直到那个美国那个 Mount Baker 山，这就是他们所说的。But
if you don't believe the possibility of the flood, what you should do is just drive to Mount St. Helens.
现在如果你不相信呢，就是说是啊，那个大洪水，世界范围大洪水，你就那个啊，开车到那个圣海伦山上去。That's
just south of Portland.
这就是在那个波特南市的南边。And
some of us can remember the day in May, I believe, of 1980, when the lid of Mount St. Helens blew off.
因为你们大家也记得，在5月19号，1980年的时候，那个圣海伦火山爆发了。And
the volcano was so hot that it melted a glacier and dispossessed or displaced a lake on Mount St. Helens.
因为这个当时的那个火山爆发的那个火山灰尘呢，是如此的温度高，所以把那个冰川都融化了，所以他们当时呢就覆盖了那个圣海伦火山。And
the water that was there came gushing down the side of Mount St. Helens.
所以当时的那个水，那就是从那个圣海伦那个山上呢，一直的泻下来了。
And they carved valleys in the rock.
所以呢，他们呢，就是说是啊，在那个一个啊，有很多的那样的岩石冲下来了。And
the scientists look at those valleys and they say those valleys that were cut in the rock, they would take millions of years to form.
所以他们的科学家看到那个岩石上那个岩层呢，他们说那这样的要形成要啊几百万年。
And those of us who lived in 1980 said, no, it all happened in a few days.
所以呢，我们那些住在1980年的人说了，不，那只是几天发生的。
So the world today says that the world is millions and billions of years old.
所以呢，我们当今世界说呢，我们地球呢有那个几百万、几十亿年的年龄。
And the flood says, no, 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 not millions and billions of years, just a few thousand years. It all happened 4,000 years ago. It's not a big deal.
所以呢，这个里面的那个岩层的时候呢，并没有几百万年或者几十亿年，它只是几千年的这个年龄。And
so the scientists say that didn't happen.
所以呢，科学家说呢，那个没有发生过。Why? 为什么？
Because they don't want to admit that God judged the earth once because of their sin, and he's going to do the same thing again to them.
因为他们呢不想承认，是他们不想承认神呢重新呢承接审判这个世界，然后神呢还要因为他们的罪再次审判这个世界。
So don't pretend that there's no flood, because the facts of science say there was a flood. You cannot deny it. It's there. The only reason people believe it is they are willfully ignorant of it.
所以呢，不要假装那个大洪水没发生过。世界上呢有很多的科学的证据证明了大洪水呢确实发生过。那么说呢，他们不相信大洪水发生过，那是因为他们故意要忘记。
Now that's a very inadequate summary of some of the science there. I'm going to suggest you may have a question. I may be able to answer it. I may not. But the fact is that the flood explains much of modern geology and much of modern biology. The flood is the explanation as to what happened here in the earth.
所以这个呢，并不是说是一些很足够的那样的关于科学方面的一些解释。你有可能存在一些问题，那么说你可以问我，我有可能回答得了，有可能回答不了。但是呢，就是说这个里面呢，就是说有很多的地理的和生物方面的证据都证明了在地上确实发生过大洪水。
So, any questions?
现在你有没有问题？
第二节里面一个，那时候还没有降下律法，这个哪些是洁净的，哪些是不洁净的处理？Yeah.
So, his question is in verse 2
of chapter
7.
Okay.
Chapter 7, verse 2. I think it's Genesis chapter. Chapter 7, verse 2.
Yeah.
So because she said at that time the law was not given to the people. So how did they know which animal is clean, which animal is not clean?
Well, I don't think that Noah was ignorant of the ways of God.
所以他不认为那就是挪亚对神的那个方式是无知的。How
do you think Moses knew to write this story?
所以你认为呢，摩西他怎么知道呢，写那样的故事呢？
How did Moses know to write the story? This story took place about 2,500 years before Christ. Noah wrote the story, sorry, Moses wrote the story down 1,000 years later. How did Moses know?
所以这个里面呢，就是说是摩西呢写的这个故事。所以故事那么说呢，这是在那个基督乃之前2500年写的。那么说呢，这也是在那个这些事情发生后1000多年以后，摩西才写的。你认为摩西是怎么知道的？
Well, I think Moses' sons told their own sons. So, sorry, Noah's sons told their sons so that the grandsons would know what happened because daddy told them so.
因为我认为挪亚告诉他的孙子辈的，那孙子辈知道呢，他们为什么知道？因为那个他的爷爷告诉过他。
And so it went down a few more generations and they kept on telling the story.
所以呢，就是说往下传了几代，他们一直讲同样的故事。
How do the Squamish Indians know the story?
所以那些Squamish的印第安人怎么知道这个故事呢？
It happened, as far as they're concerned, over 4,000 years ago. How did they know the story?
所以那个其实他们认为的是在超过4000年以前发生的事情，他们怎么知道呢？
Every nation told the next, every generation rather, told the next generation.
所以那一代一代的，就是传给下一代，直接传下来。So
how did Noah know the difference between clean animals and unclean animals?
所以挪亚怎么那个区分那个洁净的动物和不洁净动物呢？
Well, maybe his grandpa told him, or his great grandpa. He'd lived for 600 years. That's long enough to learn a fair amount about God.
因为也许呢，他的那个爷爷，他的祖爷爷告诉他的，因为他活了600岁，他有足够的时间呢去学习神的事情。
So we don't know the details, but we know that God told him.
所以我们不知道细节，但是我们知道那神告诉了他。
We don't know when writing first began.
所以呢，我们不知道什么时候，就是说是。第一次最开始的写作品什么时候开始？
But no, Moses certainly wasn't the first man who knew how to read and write.
所以呢，就是摩西，那肯定不是第一个呢，就是知道怎么去写字的人。
So there is much that Moses wrote in the Bible that was common knowledge before him.
所以呢，就是那个摩西呢写的很多在圣经里是呢，对他来说呢是以前的常识。
So in my opinion, that's how they knew.
我的观点是，这是他们怎么知道？
Moses wrote it down later, but that doesn't mean to say they didn't know it earlier.
所以呢，那摩西在后面呢写的，但是并不意味着他前面的人不知道。
Any other questions or comments?
还有没有其他的问题和一些看法？
那21节、22节和23节，实际上它表达的都是一个意思。在这里，我们就在反反复复的、重复的表达，这三节是不是有货币真理？这一节经文呢，它没有货币真理，有它的道理。
So just at verse 21, 22, 23, basically they talk about the same thing.
Yep.
So why the Lord used that three verses, not just one verse, because he is Josh thinks that could be one verse is enough.
And so I'm not sure that we know Josh.
所以他说我不确定我们怎么知道。
But the answer in part is God knows it's important for us to realize that all the animals were there.
那答案是呢，神呢，他知道让我们呢，就是说知道所有的动物在那里是很重要的。
All kinds of people today would say that's not possible.
所有的当今的人呢，都说那是不可能的。
God says it is possible. I've told you once, twice, three.
所以神说那是可能的，我告诉你一次、两次、三次。
It's interesting. A lot of people say if you hear it once, it's not important.
所以非常有意思的，很多人说呢，如果你听到一次就是不重要的。
If you hear it twice, it's more important.
如果你听到两次，那就更重要了。
If you hear it more than that, it's really important.
所以你如果听到超过两次，那是真的很重要。
God doesn't say that.
神并没有那么说。
God says, I told you once, that's important.
所以神说呢，我告诉过你一次，这是很重要的。
Why was God displeased with Solomon?
所以呢，神呢，为什么不喜欢所罗门呢？
He said to you, Solomon, you shouldn't have done that. I appeared to you twice.
所以他说，所罗门呢，你不应该那么做。我呢，向你是出现了两次。
Sometimes the Lord tells us 15 times, we still don't listen.
所以有时候呢，就是主呢告诉我们超过15次，我们仍然不听。
So people today and some Christians will say the story of the flood is not really true, and you say what? Didn't you read Genesis?
所以呢，有些当今那些人呢，他们说呢，那个大洪水的故事不是真的。你说什么？你没有读过《创世纪》吗？
那个第八章的第六节，就是挪亚打开了窗户就能够走出这个方舟，说明神是就是说当时是允许人进去，就是那7天里面啊，神是允许人进去的，也允许人出来，但是关了那个门之后，神关了门之后。里面的人可以出来，但是外面的人进不去了。
So inside in chapter 8, verse 6, so it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark. So she said, could she understand in this way that before the Lord closed the door, that in that 7 days, people can come in and can go out. So, but after the door closed, according to this verse, people cannot come in, but the people in the ark could go out.
Well, I think once the Lord closed the door, you couldn't go in or out.
但是认为呢，当主呢关了门，你不能进也不能出。
That's the simple answer to the question. When the Lord closes the door, you can't go in or out.
这是对你的问题的很简单的答案。当主呢关了门以后，你不能进也不能出。
那后来诺亚不是出来了吗？他开了窗户进去了。
So, she said later in chapter 8, verse 6, Noah opened the window, so Noah is able to come out.
Maybe he opened the window from the inside.
他是在里面开的那个窗户。
But we better get to chapter 1 and verse 8, or chapter 8 and verse 1 before we get to chapter 8 and verse 6. So let's go back to 8 and 1 and we'll read up to that.
所以他说我们最好呢读第八章第一节，在那个读到第六节之前，我们先来读一节。
Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided.
第八章第一节说呢，神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切的走兽、牲畜，神叫风吹地，水势渐落。
So there was a wind that caused evaporation.
所以这里有一个风呢，就是说是让那些东西被吹走了。And
so who knows what that wind was? It may have been a special wind that caused the water vapor to blow right away from the atmosphere.
所以这个里面呢，就是说我们不知道到底是什么样的一类的风，但是呢，有一样，那不管怎么说，那种风呢，把那个水呢冲的吹了以后就蒸发了，让那些水变成蒸汽进到大气里面去。And
the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained.
深渊的泉源泉和天上的窗户都闭塞了，天上的大雨也止住了。
The water stopped coming from under the earth.
水呢，就是停止从地下冒出来。
And the water stopped coming from the sky, not as rain, but as special water from elsewhere, either around the earth or elsewhere in the universe.
水呢也停止从天上降下来，它并不是雨，它可能是从天上的某个地方，地上某个地方，或者是从宇宙某个地方流下来的水。
So the waters continued to recede from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the waters decreased.
所以水从地上渐退，过了150天，水就渐消。
So it took a long time, about 6 months, for the waters to subside, to recede, to be taken away.
所以这个就是说是有那种花了很长时间，大概6个月，就是让水从地上渐退，然后最终的消失。
Verse 4, then the ark rested in the 7th month, the 17th day of the month, on the Mount of Ararat.
第四节说呢，7月17日，方舟停在亚拉拉山上。
So lots of movements, long time. Noah was there at 6 months. It's 150 days, it would be 6 months.
你这个里面呢，就是说是啊，大量的活动，挪亚呢在里面待了很长时间，大概是那就是说是150天，是大概是6个月。
All right, verse 5, the waters decrease continually until the 10th month. And in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen.
第五节说，那水又渐消，到10月初1日，山顶都能看见了。
This was a long time.
这个是很长时间。
So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made.
第六节是过了40天，挪亚开了他所造的方舟的仓库。
So when does that 40 days begin?
所以那个40天是什么时候开始的？
Did it begin on the first day of the 10th month?
所以呢，就是从十月初一日开始的吗？
Well, I'm not sure, but it was a long time.
我不是很确定，但是呢，很长时间。
So I presume that he opened the window from the inside.
所以呢，我假设他从里面呢打开了窗户。
We're going to read in the next verse, he sent out from himself a dove.To see if the waters had abated from the face of the ground.
那就是我们继续呢读第七节，放出一只乌鸦出去到屋，那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上的水都干了。
So he didn't go for a walk to check.
他并没有出去呢走路去检查一下。
And he couldn't really see that much from the window.
所以他在那个窗户里看不到太多的东西。
So he sent out a dove.
现在伸出去一个放出去一个鸽子。
Verse 9, but the dove found no resting place for the sole of his foot, and so the dove returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand, took her in, and drew her into the ark to himself.
第九节说呢，但遍地都是水，鸽子找不着落脚地方，就回到方舟那里，都回到挪亚那里。挪亚伸手把鸽子接进方舟，他又等了7天，再把鸽子从方舟放出去。
So I'm not sure how precisely how that happened, but apparently Noah and the dove were good friends.
所以呢，我不知道那个是怎么样发生的，但是呢，有可能挪亚和那个鸽子是很好的朋友。
When I was a boy.I went to a little park in California called San Luis Obispo.
所以呢，当我还是个小孩的时候呢，我去那个加利福尼亚去一个公园叫 San Luis Obispo.
And the doves were so tame there, they actually came. I had a dove sitting on my shoulder.
所以那些鸽子呢训练有素。我去的时候呢，有鸽子是落在我的肩膀上。
So I think the dove became pretty friendly with Noah, and I think Noah became pretty friendly with the dove, and I think the dove was jolly happy to see Noah, and Noah reach out his hand, pull the dove back into the ark.
不是那个挪亚呢对那个鸽子呢很友好，鸽子对挪亚很友好，所以呢，当那个鸽子回来的时候，挪亚呢就是伸手呢出去，鸽子会停在他手上，他会把它带进方舟。
So verse number 10.Noah waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark.
第十节，那挪亚又等了7天，再把鸽子从方舟放出去。
Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in his mouth, and Noah knew that the waters had abated from the earth.
第十一节是到了晚上，鸽子回到他那里，嘴里叼着一个新拧下来的橄榄叶子，挪亚就知道地上的水退了。
So, the olive leaf was, it was a new leaf, it had just been growing, and the dove picked it up, brought it back into the ark, and Noah said, well, there's something growing out there.
因为这个橄榄树的叶子呢，它是一个新的叶子，所以挪亚知道呢，在那里新长出来呢一些橄榄树，起码有什么东西已经长出来了。
Verse 12, so Noah sent, waited yet another 7 days, sent out the dove, which did not return again to him.
第十二节说呢，挪亚又等了7天，放出鸽子去，鸽子就不再回来了。
So verse 13, it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry.
第十三节中呢，到挪亚601岁正月初一日，地上的水都干了。挪亚去方舟的盖观看，便见地面上干了。So
Noah, he's very patient in all this.
所以挪亚对这些所有一切都非常有耐心。We
have a phrase in English. It goes like this. It's called cabin fever.
所以呢，我们在英文里呢有这样的一个词，它呢所有的讲到的呢，就是说是在那个应该是在那个喜欢的柜子里还是什么。And
cabin fever is how you feel when you're cooped up in the same little space for a long time. You want to get out.
所以呢，就是说是哦，在那个里面的，就是说在你一个密闭空间恐惧的。
But Noah was patient, and he got to the point, verse 13, where he could remove the covering of the ark and look.
所以呢，就是说是挪亚呢，非常有耐心。到第三节，你说挪亚呢，可以去掉方舟的盖儿，再出去看。
All of which means that prior to this point, he hadn't been able to look.
所以呢，所以这些呢讲的呢，在这之前呢，他不能出去看。Why
do you think that Noah didn't have a chance to look out during that year that he was in the ark?
所以你认为为什么挪亚呢，他没有这样的机会在那一年的时间呢，出去看一下呢？Why
do you think he couldn't look out?
你认为他为什么不能看？
Well, I guess if he'd been able to look out in the first few days, he might have seen some people still swimming.
所以呢，有可能呢，在前面的几天呢，如果他能往外面看呢，他可能看到一些人在游泳。Hanging
on to a log.
所以呢，就是抱着一个木头。Crying
out, Noah, save me! Noah, save me!
大声叫，挪亚，救救我！挪亚，救救我！
Noah couldn't see that.
Noah 看不到这些.
Noah couldn't hear that.
Noah 听不到.
You can imagine a little after that that the place would be quite a mess.
你可以想象一下呢，就在那之后不久呢，那个地方呢就会变得很乱.
Have you seen a picture of a tsunami as it goes over the land?
所以你看看那个就是海啸，当它呢。
And it takes all kinds of things ahead of it.
所以呢，所有的各样的杂物都在前面。
Houses and buildings and trees and cattle and people all crushed as the tsunami goes through.
所以那些房子、建筑物啊、树木啊，还有那些牲畜啊，还有是死的人呐、啊，都在那里往前推进。It
would be a picture of terrible destruction, wouldn't it?
所以这就是一个画面，就是一个很可怕的一个毁灭，是不是
？Noah didn't see any of that.
挪亚呢，什么都看不到。All
that terrible destruction, and Noah's in the ark singing, la la la, praise the Lord, la 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 la.
所以所有的那些可怕的画面在外面，但是挪亚呢，他就坐在方舟里面，大着大着大，就是说是赞美主。Are
you thankful that the Lord doesn't tell you all about every broken heart?
所以你是不是非常感恩呢？主呢，并没有告诉你那些所有的那些心碎的事情呢？
Yeah, the Lord has preserved us from knowledge of a lot of destruction.
所以是的，主呢，他保守了我们，让我们呢，就是说是不去知道那些很多的毁灭。
And in the days of judgment that lie ahead, just as there was the judgment of the flood, so there will be judgment in the future. We read much about it in the book of Revelation.
因为就是在将要来的那个审判里，就像说是在那个大洪水过去那个审判一样，在启示录里我们读到呢，将来的地上审判呢有很多的审判。
So when you read the stories in the book of Revelation, do you say, "Wow, that's terrible"?
那你读到启示录的故事时候，你说哇，这个太可怕了。
Millions and billions of people being killed in the book of Revelation.
所以呢，就是说是几百万的、几十亿的人在启示录里被杀了。
Where's the Christian going to be during those terrible days？
在那些可怕的日子里，基督徒们在哪里
？Oh, they're going to be up in heaven。
他们会在天堂里。
And they're not going to be able to look down and see all the terrible things that are happening here. God's going to judge. He's going to do it that way, but we don't have to see it.We don't get a chance to see it any more than Noah saw it.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们就是在天上呢，我们不能往下看。所以呢，我们神的保守，我们也不让我们有任何的机会去看地上呢发生的那些可怕的那些事情和毁灭，就像挪亚在方舟里看不到外面一样。
Well, frankly, I'm happy that we don't have to see all that suffering and sorrow.
所以坦率说呢，我非常高兴呢，我们不必去看那些所有的苦难和痛苦。
There are places in the world today that are suffering greatly. We don't have to see them.
所以呢，有些地方呢，在地球上呢，今天呢，也存在极大的苦难，所以我们没有必要去看。
And you've heard stories of people who've been in war, and they see terrible things, and they wish they'd never see them. They have nightmares, these terrible scenes flashing before their eyes.
所以你听到呢，一些那个人呢，他们呢参加个战争的，他们看到了那些极其可怕的那些画面呢，他们经常呢在做噩梦，所以呢就是说是最好不要去看那些画面。
And Noah didn't get to see it. Hallelujah.
所以挪亚呢，他看不见。Hallelujah.
All right, verse 14.
第十四节。
In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry.
到了二月十七日，二十七日地就都干了。
15. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, "Get out of the ark, you and your wife, your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds, cattle."Every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth.
第十五节，神对挪亚说呢，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟了。在你那里，凡有血肉的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜和一切爬在地上的昆虫，都要带进来，叫它在地上多多滋生，大大兴旺。
So it's interesting that in all of this, God is still in charge.
所以非常有意思，是在所有的一切呢，神是掌控一切的。
Who put them in the ark?
谁把他们放在方舟里
？God. Who closed the door?
神呢，他关了门。
Who told them to get out of the ark?
谁告诉他们出方舟呢
？God.
神。
What's he supposed to do? All the instructions are given.
所以他们应该做的所有的都是给出照着给出的指令做。
You think it was possible that Noah got to be a little impatient when he was in the ark?
所以你认为这是有这种可能性吗？当那个挪亚在方舟里面时候，他感到那个不耐烦呢
？Is that why he sent forth the dove?
所以这是为什么他呢？就是放出鸽子吗
？And it may be, but what we do know is God sent him out of the ark at the right time.
所以我们知道这是神在那个恰当的时间把他让他们放出方舟。
And now the theme's repeated again. So Noah went out, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, every bird, whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, they all went out of the ark.
这件事情呢再次重复第十八节说呢，于是挪亚和他的妻子、儿子、儿妇都出来了，一切走兽、昆虫、飞鸟和地上所有的动物各从其类，也都出了方舟。
Have you noticed in life, God is in charge?
你有没有注意到，在人生里呢，神是在掌控一切的。
Would you let God be in charge?
你会不会让神来掌控
？He's the one who's the boss. It's all in His hand.
所以他是那一位主宰一切的，一切都在他的手里。
And you often come, as I do in life, to certain circumstances, and you say, Lord, I'm not sure what's ahead. I don't know whether to go east or west, before or back. I don't know what to do. What do you say then?
所以呢，有时候呢，就是你我在人生里，我们都会来到这样的一种状态下。你说呢，主啊，我不知道前面怎么做。我不知道是说往东啊，往西，我不知道往前往后。那个时候你该说什么呢
？You say, God, you're in charge. You just do whatever's next. You do what's next, please.
你说什么呢？您是在掌控一切的，就是说您就下一步该怎么做，你就怎么做。
You're in charge of the what, and you're in charge of the when. He's in charge of the schedule. Let him do it.
所以呢，你是在那个，他是在掌控那个什么时候。掌控什么？就是说呢，他掌控一切，他有他的时间表，你让神去做。
So verse 18, so Noah went out, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, they all went out of the ark.
第十八节、第十九节说，于是挪亚出来了，他的妻子、儿子们、儿媳妇们也都一起出来了。一切的走兽、爬物、飞鸟和地上一切在地上爬的，各从其类，也都出了方舟。
So what comes next?
下一步会是什么呢
？Verse 20.
第二十节。
Then Noah built an altar unto the Lord. He took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
第二节是挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
Is that a good thing to do?
这是一件好的事情去做吗
？Is that very logical?
这是非常有逻辑的吗
？Why seven of the clean animals?
为什么有七个那个洁净的动物呢
？Well, so they'd have something to eat.
所以他们也可以有吃的东西。
But also, so they'd have something.To sacrifice unto the Lord in their thanksgiving offering.
所以呢，同样呢，就是他们有一些东西呢，可以作为祭物呢，在他们的就是感谢祭上献给神。
Can you imagine? They get out. They look at the new earth. They look at what has happened. Can you imagine them saying, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord"? I wonder if they didn't have a few hymns that they sang.And they just said, "This is absolutely wonderful. Look what God has done."
因为你可以去想象一下，当他们出到方出了方舟以后，看到一个新的世界，他们说：“那啊，这个太美了，太美了！感谢赞美主。”就是说，我觉得他们当时呢，可能有几首赞美诗要去唱。唱的话呢，他们所有的要唱都是要感谢主、赞美主。
What was God's response to it all?
所以呢，神对这些所有的一切的回应是什么
？Verse 21, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma.
第二十一节说，耶和华闻那馨香之气。
What do you think the Lord says in His heart when He hears you say thank you?
所以你认为呢？主在他心里是怎么想的？当你说谢谢他的时候
，Would it be easy for us to underestimate? The joy in the heart of the Lord when He sees us saying thank you.
所以呢，当那个主呢，就是说是看到我们说谢谢你、谢谢他的时候，我们是不是低估了主他内心的那种喜悦呢
？I suppose when they got out, they could have complained about stubbing their toe, or they could have complained about other things.But instead of getting out and complaining, they got out and offered him a sacrifice, and he said, "Thank you too. You thank me. I thank you. That it's so nice that you took time to say thank you."
也就是说，是你认为他们在方舟里待那么久，那出来的时候，他们会不会说就抱怨在方舟里待那么久，脚麻了什么之类的？而但是他们出来并没抱怨，他们就是说是感谢主，感谢神啊，然后一切的看着他们在感恩，是不是很美的一件事情呢
？Why do we come every week, every Sunday morning at 9:30?
为什么
？To praise the Lord.
为什么每个星期天的上午9点钟、9点半钟要来到这里说感谢主呢
？Very simple, we come to say thank you.
所以非常简单，我们来这里说呢，谢谢你。
We are thankful for all He's done for us.
我们非常感恩他为我们所做的一切。
What is His response?
那么他的那个回应是什么？
But we're hopeful that his response is verse 21, the Lord smells a sweet, soothing aroma.
所以我们的希望，我们非常希望呢，就是在第21说的，当我们说谢谢主的时候，耶和华闻着那馨香之气。
Verse 21 goes on then, then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
这个里面的第21节说呢，耶和华闻着馨香之气，就心里说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，因为人从小心里就怀着，因为人从小心里就怀着恶念，我也不再按照我才行的灭各种的活物了。
It says, I will never again curse the ground. God is not going to do it again as he did then.
所以呢，就是说是主说呢，我就不再会咒诅地。那么说呢，就是神呢不会再就是说是去做这样的，像他像他那一次那样做的。
Will he judge? Yes.
他会去审判吗？是的。
Will he judge in that precise way? No.
他会不会按照那种方式去审判呢？不。
Is sin bad?
这是很坏的吗？是的。
Is he prepared to forgive the sinner?
是主的，是不是有没准备好要饶恕罪人呢？
Praise the Lord. The answer is yes.
赞美主，因为这个答案是的。
All right. So verse 22 then as the response of the Lord.
所以呢，第22节呢也是神的那个回应。
He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer.Day and night shall not cease.
第二节就说，地还存留的时候，播种与收获，寒暑冬夏昼夜就永不停息了。
Why did he say that?
他为什么要这么说呢
？Because during the flood, seed time and harvest were not there.
因为呢，就是在那个大洪水期间呢，播种和收获呢，并不存在。
And cold and heat did not follow their normal course.
所以呢，就是寒暑也没有按照它正常的那个程序。
And winter and summer weren't there that year.
冬夏呢，在那一年里并没有。
And day and night did cease. Sometimes the storms were so bad that it would seem like it was night all the time.
所以呢，昼夜呢，停息呢，有时候那些风暴呢是如此的严重。白天都跟黑夜一样。
And the whole normal course of life on the earth was, I'm not sure what word to come next, but it ceased. The normal operation wasn't there, but God says, I'm not going to do that again either.
所以呢，整个呢地上的那个正常的程序呢都停息了，所以呢，神说呢，我不会再那么做。
Why did the Lord allow the flood?
为什么主呢允许大洪水呢
？To prove to the world that sin was bad, and that righteousness is good, and that God will judge the sinner.
所以呢，向世界证明罪是非常的坏的，那个公义是好的。那么神呢，他要审判罪。
And so the sinners, The sinners looks at this and says, God, God judged the world in Noah's day. I don't want him to judge me. I'm going to trust the Savior. I want to be like Noah. I want to float high when the judgment of God comes down low.
于这个里面呢，就是在这个世界罪人呢，他们看待这个挪亚的这个时代，他说呢，哦，我不想让，哎，我是个罪人，我不想让在挪亚那个时代那样被审判，我要像挪亚那样，当神的审判来临的时候呢，我伏在上面，我要呢就是相信神为我的救主，要他饶恕我的罪。
Verse 9, sorry, chapter 9 rather. So God bless Noah and his sons.
第九章第一节，神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子们。
It's marvelous. It wasn't just God saved Noah, but God brought him into a new position, new responsibility, and he blessed him with great new opportunities in life.
所以这个非常的神奇的那个神呢，不仅仅只是拯救了挪亚，同样呢把挪亚他们带到了一个新的地位上去。所以呢，神呢其实在各个方面呢，在他新的地位上呢赐福给他们。So
he said to Noah, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth."
所以他对挪亚说呢，你们要生养众多，遍满这地。
It's wonderful, isn't it?
这个非常奇妙的，是不是？
You would think that Noah, sorry, that God would have been so disappointed in the world, having to judge the world as he did, that he would have said, "I don't want many more people."
所以呢，你可以这么去想，你说那神呢，当时呢对世界如此失望，失望到一个程度呢，他呢审判了整个世界以这种方式，然后呢他会说呢，我不想地上再有人了。
He could have said, "No, you may have a few more children, but not many, please."
他有可能挪亚说，挪亚，你可以有几个孩子，但是不要有太多的。
He could have said, "No, there's no hope."
他跟挪亚说：“挪亚，这里没有什么希望了。”
But he said, "No, I did all that, brought all this judgment in, that there might be blessing upon you and upon the people of God. You go ahead, be fruitful and multiply."
所以他跟挪亚说呢，我呢就是在对这个整个世界进行的审判，审判以后呢，所以挪亚呢，我的审判是为了给这个世界带来福气，给所有的属神的人呢带来福气，所以呢你就去生养众多，遍满全地。
How many people were in the world when God said this to Noah?
所以当神跟挪亚说这个话的时候，世界上有多少个人呢？
Eight. How many people are in the world today?
当今世界上有多少人?
$8 billion.
80亿. Wow.
That's a big difference.
这是一个大的区别了。
Okay. Some people say, you know, I don't think we should have any more children in this world.
所以有些人说呢，你认为我不认为我在这个世界上，我想要更多的孩子。
God hasn't said that yet.
神还没有那么说。
I don't know where they're all going to go.
我不知道他们都会去哪里。But
God hasn't said, "All right, that's enough. We don't need any more children now."
所以呢，神说呢，就是说呢，好，够了，世界上不能再有更多的孩子。God
says, "If we have some more children, we'll probably get some like Noah. We'd like some more Noahs around."
因为神说呢，我们想要他们有更多的孩子们，他们中间呢，有些人呢，可能像挪亚一样，我们要想地上到处都是挪亚。So
I probably told you that I was speaking to a professor at UBC many years ago.
所以我可能跟他就讲过，很多年前呢，我和 UBC 的一个教授讲过一句话。
He invited me to speak to his class, so I was a guest lecturer at one of his classes at UBC.
因为他那就是邀请我来到他的那个班上去讲课，所以当时呢，我是那个他的那个班里的客座的讲师。And
so he said to me after lunch, he took me for lunch after I taught his class, and then he said to me, you know, I'm really concerned the world is going to run out of resources.
现在就是呢，在我跟他那个班上讲完课以后呢，他请我吃午餐，在吃午餐的时候呢，他说呢，我觉得呢，整个世界的资源快要耗尽了。We're
not going to have enough oil.
我们不会有足够的石油。There's
a lot of other things we won't have enough of. This world is going to run out of resources.
现在还有很多东西呢，我们可能没有足够的了。这个世界呢，很快就会资源枯竭了。So
I quoted this verse to him, and I said, you know, the Lord told us to be fruitful and multiply. I think if he told us to do that, he's probably going to provide enough resources to keep us.
因为我就当时引用了这句经文，我说主呢，告诉我们要生养众多，遍满全地。所以呢，我说呢，如果主想要我们生养众多，遍满全地的话呢，他呢有，他很可能就会就是提供给我们足够的资源，让我们能够延续下去。I
told you before that when my boss, when I was working for a company, my boss said to me, I want you to go and do this.
所以我大概告诉跟他，当我在一个公司工作的时候呢，我的老板告诉我呢，去做这件事情。And
I said, well, I can do it, but are you willing to pay me to do it?
所以说我做不来，但是你准不准备付钱让我去做呢？And
my boss said, of course, if I ask you to do it, I'll pay you what it's going to cost you to do the job.
所以呢，我的老板说，当然了，如果我要你去做那件事情呢，我当然要付足够的费用，让你能够去做我要你做的工作。
God's going to has asked you to replenish the earth, to multiply and fill the earth, and he's going to give you all you need to do that.
所以呢，神呢，要你们呢生养众多的，遍布全地呢，所以呢，他一定会提供足够的资源让你那么去做。I
didn't explain this to him, but one of the ways he did that was that he caused all the flood on the earth, and because of the flood, the animals and especially the vegetation all was swashed away, and then it was buried, and many of it was fossilized and actually turned into oil.
因为我并没跟他解释这一点，当时跟那个教授，我就说呢，就前面的讲到的神呢，他呢让地下呢有了大洪水，那所有的动物呢，所有那些植物呢，最后都被毁灭了，然后埋在地下了，最后呢，今天在地下底下呢形成了石油。
Where's the oil that we burn in our cars? Where's that come from?
所以呢，我们呢开车烧的那些汽油是从哪里来的？
Well, it's come from the vegetation that was washed off the earth during the flood. If it hadn't been for the flood, we wouldn't have all that oil.
因为就是那些植物啊、动物，当时呢在大洪水里边埋葬在地下的。如果没有那个大洪水，我们今天就不可能有石油了。So
I talked a little bit about this to that professor. What do you think he did?
所以呢，我跟那个教授谈了一点点关于这方面的，你认为他怎么说？
He changed the subject, but never did invite me back.
现在他改变了话题，就再也不请我回去了。
Okay. Willfully ignorant. That's the problem in the world today. They're willfully ignorant of what God did in the flood. Don't forget, God judged people in the flood. He's not going to do it the same way again, but he will judge sin.
所以这个世界呢，就是故意的忘记，故意忘记呢。整个世界呢，故意忘记那个世界有大洪水，大洪水呢故意忘记神呢审判呢那个罪。大洪水让我们知道呢，神呢他会审判的，神会继续再会审判这个世界。他不会以大洪水那同样的方式，但是呢神呢一定会审判这个世界的罪。All
right, let's pray and thank the Lord for His goodness.
所以我们来祷告，感谢主的良善。Lord,
we're thankful that you didn't give up on mankind because they were sinners.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩呢，您并没有放弃人类，因为他们是罪人。You
simply resurfaced the earth and gave the blessing of God to Noah.
所以你基本很简单的，就是说把地球呢重组，那赐给那个挪亚福气。And
Lord, we're thrilled that you didn't give up on us because we're sinners too.
因为主啊，我们也感到非常的惊奇，因为我们也是罪人，您也没有放弃我们。
But you sent the Lord Jesus, who was punished for us, and we got to go free because he died.
现在呢，您呢，拆下那主耶稣基督呢，他呢，就是说是接受代替我们受的惩罚，所以呢，我们可以得救。
Lord, we pray each of us will say, Lord Jesus, I choose you. I believe that you died for me. I want you to save me.
所以主啊，愿我们每个人说呢，我相信主耶稣基督，相信主基督为我而死，所以我选择相信主。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that as the blessing of God was upon Noah, because he was humble enough to believe God, so, Lord, may your blessing be on us. Help us to believe you too.
所以主啊，我们祷告，愿呢我们像那个挪亚那样，因为挪亚呢足够的谦卑，所以呢神的赐福降临在他身上，所以呢我也祷告，我们每个人呢都会相信您，所以呢您也可以拯救我们。
So we ask all these things. We give you thanks for your love to us. We pray that your blessing will be upon us.
所以呢，我们那个为这一切呢，献上感恩。我们一起求您的爱在我们身上。所以呢，我们也感谢您赐福给我们的一切。
And so we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.